Sheltering from the sun in Chad's capital N'Djamena, the hometown Kosari is just 20 kilometres away in northern Cameroon. All were forced to cross the border after seeing what they say was some of the worst fighting yet between fishing and herding communities over access to water supplies.
The fighting in Kosari has been very violent. We had to cross the river at night to find refuge here. Now that we are safe, we face the cold weather and lack of food. Our children have not eaten since yesterday. We ask the Chadian authorities to help us, otherwise our situation here will be worse than the conflict we have at home.
On Wednesday, youth set fire to a cattle market belonging to a rival community. It retaliated. Several people were killed and many others were wounded.
We left in a rush, crossed the river at our own risk without taking anything. Now we are exposed to the elements, the dust and the cold. The children are at risk of becoming ill. We ask for urgent help.
Help is what Chad's president is calling for. He's tweeted an urgent appeal for the international community to send aid as soon as possible, as Chad struggles to cope with an influx of more than 30,000 refugees from both Cameroon and neighbouring Sudan. The UN's refugee agency says violence last month in Sudan has displaced thousands of people. Many Sudanese women and children are now in Chad.
The armed group didn't ask us anything. They just attacked and shot us.
The majority of the 500,000 refugees in Chad are from Sudan. The ongoing fight, little rain and pest infestation have all disrupted the farming season in the Darfur region. That's increasing concerns of worsening food shortages, which are threatening to force more people to flee into Chad. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera.